The third quarter quarterly labour force survey, which revealed that the expanded unemployment rate has risen to 46.6%, indicates a worsening pandemic of joblessness. Instead of sitting on his hands and allowing job losses to mutate and multiply, President Cyril Ramaphosa should treat this as a public health emergency. It is a national disaster. His government should institute measures to revive the economy, liberalize the labor market, and foster an environment conducive to job creation. Instead, the government is likely to do nothing or carry on doing the wrong things. It is remarkable that nearly 5 months after the July riots, which devastated some regional economies and led to significant job losses in the third quarter, not a single individual has been brought to book for masterminding the mayhem. President Ramaphosa's government now needs to take the hard decisions that will begin to arrest our economic decline, like abandoning the malevolent mining charter, fixing Eskom, and bolstering our energy supply. The government should ditch its harebrained localization scheme, which will lead to further job losses. Meanwhile, any further lockdown restrictions over the coming months will cripple the economy.